fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance Weekend Edition with Dan. Folks, before I get started, candidates need signatures for their nomination or for their nomination papers. So reach out to your favorite candidates and help them out. They need your help, and if you would like them to be able to reach the primary, they need those signatures. Now remember, one signature per race. So if you have, two candidates that you like for governor, pick your favorite. Don't give it to both because one or both of your signatures may be thrown out. All right. Quote of the day. To arms, to arms. The British are coming. The British are coming. Now, we've all heard that one, and that's Paul Revere. And it has to do with our podcast today. All right. Now, I'm not going to do an email of the day because while I did get a lot of nice ones, thank you, folks, the semi-hateful ones were not, I shouldn't encourage them, but they weren't hateful enough. So, but anyway, so keep them coming. Harbortown Crafts, folks, I love their gear. I do. I wear it all the time. I get a lot of compliments and I get some other looks and I love it. They're conversation starters. You can create your own personalized stuff with Harbortown Crafts. I mean, they're a Patriot company. They're Wisconsin owned out of Manitowoc. Hi to everybody in Manitowoc. I lived there for a few years. So loved it. And anyway, so I would reach out to Harbortown Crafts on Facebook, do it through Messenger, or by email at harbortowncrafts1231@gmail.com. harbortowncrafts1231@gmail.com. So today's podcast, I'm going to name it, The Spirit of Paul Revere Needs to Ride Again. The Spirit of Paul Revere Needs to Ride Again. Now, Paul Revere is a folk hero of the American Revolution. I mean, his horseback ride in April of 1875, warning the Boston residents, with that, awesome quote. To arms, the British are coming, the British are coming. Okay, needs to be relived and replayed today. Now, the British are not coming, folks. So, just in case you said, oh, God, Myrtle, turn on the TV. The British are coming. No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened is happening. Or any other foreign power. Okay, our enemies are at home. They're here. Many of them born and raised here. Okay, so homegrown. So we're not at that stage where we need to scream to arms, We're not there yet, folks. We're not. So, but the word must be spread. And it has to be spread with the same urgency as Paul Revere did that night in April. April 18th, 1775. Okay? See, we have enemies among us. We have the media. We have the deep state, not only in Washington, but here in Wisconsin and in whatever state you're in. We have sold out politicians, okay? And then we have those patriots in name only, as if it were Halloween for them, where they're a patriot one day and then they're not the next. Or maybe they're in a school play, you know, and, you know, it's election time, so let me put on that school play role of being a patriot. But then they're not really, you know. I mean, we need to live in our reality, our 2022 reality, after living through 2020, 2021, you know, all right? It's our reality, and we need to stand up and spread the word as urgently, like if CNN were coming to your door, and spread the word. These people, the media, the deep state, sold out politicians, and then, of course, you know, those patriots in name only. I mean, they're coming for you. I mean, that's all we hear. Of course, the Democrat Party, you know, I mean, I don't even need to mention them. They're coming for us, you know, and we need to spread that word, you know, the word of freedom. You know, that's what we need. Freedom. We need our freedom given back to us. Yeah, I'm free, Dan. Hey, free to pay taxes like crazy. Pay fees. I mean, look at your phone bill. I mean, for those of you who have a phone, yeah, look at all the taxes on that. Everything. You're taxed on your income. You're taxed on everything you buy, everything you want to do. Entertainment, your entertainment is taxed. All right? I mean, just about everything, there's a tax or a fee attached. Now you think, wow, well, you know, we need that money for infrastructure. And really? Really? Because, I mean, we're taking out loans and who knows what we're doing in our federal government, and we're sending money all over the world. Well, Wisconsin has its fair share of potholes. All right? And roads that need to be repaired and maintained. So, yeah, you're free, buddy. You're free. And I'm not saying don't pay your taxes. You know? I mean, then you wonder why the rich work so hard to get those attorneys and those corporations, get those attorneys. They don't want to pay taxes. All right. So they get it. We need to start getting it. All right. And if we're going to continue to pay taxes, we need to at least hold those in government accountable for that money. I mean, most of us have paid into Social Security our entire life. Okay? We have. And now, you know, for years they've been telling us, hey, it's going bankrupt. And they keep telling us that. And then you have our young that are going into the workforce and they're paying Social Security as if they are going to really get it. No, hey, you know, they're young. Let them pay. Because if they don't pay, I don't get my Social Security check. Well, you know what? It's not right. Okay? We need to hold our elected officials accountable for everything that they do. All right? And we need to spread that word of freedom. Our aim needs to be to reestablish our representative democracy. And our goal is to save our constitutional republic. Our forefathers risked all. And many risked everything. And some gave all for our nation. So we need to preach the word of freedom. Because we've lost many of them. Our First Amendment has been attacked over and over by that media, by that deep state, all right, and by those sold out politicians. So the word of freedom needs to be preached. It needs to be on your lips 24/7. We need to speak to people. Okay? Because we've been infiltrated from within. And, you know, while the Democrat Party is the cause of most of our lost freedoms, you know, the Republicans are not far behind in many cases. All right? We need not elect weak-minded individuals. We need to remove the established sellouts among us that are holding office. Okay, if our state houses are not cleaned of these elitist minded who have been given the honor to represent us and yet have chosen not to do so, they need to go. They need to go. I mean, elections have consequences. They really do. And stolen elections are destroying us. Now, Dan, do you know? No. Biden won. Well, I don't believe he did. You know, so here we can have a discussion back and forth. But you can't prove to me that he won. And I can provide argument that he didn't. But we have elected officials that did nothing. Nothing. Nothing to inform us other than it's unconstitutional. You know? And they wouldn't talk about it. They felt that it was their job to tell us, not to show us. All right? Because they have that elitist mind. If I say something, then, you know, you need to listen and take it for fact. You know? So our goal to recall our electoral ballots in Wisconsin, folks, as much as I'd love to have them recalled, I don't believe it's going to happen. Not until we retire these rats that we have in our state house. All right? And in many other state houses around the country. And that power needs to be returned to its rightful owners. And that's you and I. We own that. All right? We need to bring in those who will not negotiate with tyrants. You know? We need those who are not afraid of the media. Or those who are worried about that community of weak-minded, woke individuals that in many cases are in our families, on our street, in our towns, cities, and throughout the state. All right? I mean, it's time for us to reboot our way of life. All right? And bring it back that gives us those freedoms. All right? And if, you know what? You've all been inscripted into that army of spreading the word of freedom. For every man, every woman, and every child. Okay? So, I mean, because the deep state, the media, you know, and our politicians, I mean, that's all they do is spread their word, their version of twisted lies to convince us day in and day out. So we need to do more as freedom-loving Americans. You know, and when you run across a person who says, well, I'm a moderate Republican. You know what? I look at those moderate Republicans, and I'm looking at a Democrat, okay? I'm sorry. If you're a moderate Republican, let me tell you why I believe you might be a Democrat, Okay, because a moderate will negotiate with the likes of Governor Evers. Okay, in Washington, moderates negotiate and try and get along with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Ilhan Omars, and the Rashida's Talibs of the world. Okay, I mean, to negotiate with these entitled elitists, okay, there has to be a give and take. I mean, that's part of negotiating. And even if they lose most of what they seek, they win by negotiating because they got something. You say, well, you know, that's our country. Well, you know what? We've been giving something for so long that they've gotten most of what they've wanted. That's why you were stuck in your home. That's why your kids are wearing masks. All right? And so much more. That's why you were forced to get a vaccine when you didn't want one to keep your job. All right? A vaccine. An experimental moneymaker drug that has been proven to not work because you need another injection, another one. Pretty soon it'll be eye drops and then a suppository. All right? It won't stop. Okay? You're just as likely to get it and spread it as if you're unvaccinated. Okay? And now they want to fine people or tax them in New York. New York City, New York, not sure. You know, for those that are unvaccinated. You know, they pay a higher tax. I mean, I'm sure that'll go to the Supreme Court, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So, you can't negotiate with tyrants because you have to give them something. All right? So, a moderate who thinks that negotiating is pretty much a Democrat. So, and our house is full of them. Full of these moderates that won't speak up. Okay? Elijah Behnke in that video pretty much said if he was not in the room and we were put to a vote, you know, we'd get votes for this, or I think it was for the recalling the ballots or something like that. Why are they so afraid of Voss? You know, you don't want to get on his bad side. He'll take away your staff like he did to Rep. Rantham. I mean, really? So we have cowards that don't understand that they're there to represent their particular district and not please Voss. I mean, we need people that will say, hey, Voss, you know what? So you're speaker because these other morons voted you in. But I'm not one of those. So, hey, buddy, you know, you may speak, but I'm not going to take away my staff. All right. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. All right. But I represent my district. And this is what they want. And they got the emails telling them to do the full forensic audit. Every single one of them. But fear of one man, all right, who then calls for unity. And then on another podcast, all right, you know, starts trashing Representative Rantham. Okay? And, you know, this is a guy's giving his full support to Rebecca Clayfish. Like, really? I don't like Voss. And if you, and Voss likes Rebecca, I'm thinking, I don't know. What's up with that? You know, first she said Biden won, and now she walks away from it. Because she realizes, just like every one of those politicians in Madison, that we wanted a full forensic audit. All right, and that we don't believe in our hearts that Biden won. Now, there's a few of them, those moderates. Yeah, you know, I can see, you know, I mean, he tweeted some mean stuff. So I can see where people didn't vote for him. Well, that's because you think that everybody around you is an idiot, and they're not. All right? We had it good. We had it good. The world respected us. Don't respect the U.S. anymore, much less the President of the United States. So, I mean, Voss is a hard-nosed moderate. I mean, it's his way or the highway, but at the end of the day, he's a moderate because he'll negotiate with other moderates and do nothing but produce bills that he knows are going to get vetoed. All right? Instead of working on stuff that he can do. Well, to do that, he's got to work with Democrats. No, he doesn't. There are things that he can do. All right? He could have at least threatened to take the 10 electoral ballots away in some way, or at least look at it more. And then when Evers craps his pants, say, well, you know what? Hey, now I want... You're going to sign this, 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 and this. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Oh, Dan, that's blackmail. He's a politician. All right? He screws with everybody in his assembly, taking away staff. They don't want to, you know, vote anything that will make him, that he doesn't want, you know, because they fear him. So then they jump. You know, Steinicke jumps. Well, Steinicke's not running, so he can show his true color, which is blue. He's a Democrat. Okay? Or he's just a very moderate Republican, but not a patriot. Tyler August, that's another one. Kevin Peterson, that's another one. Tyler Vorpagel is another one. Cindy Duchow, she's another one. Jesse James, I think he's running for Bernier's state, you know, the 23rd district seat, I think. I saw a website for it, so I don't know if he's running. I have to try and get that confirmed. So let's say he does. So now he's looking for promotion. Jesse James, coolest name in our assembly, the coolest name. It turns out to be a lapdog for Voss. Samantha Kirkman. Well, she just won the Kenosha County executive position in an election. So I think that's a promotion for her. But she was a Voss lapdog. Mark Bourne. Amy Loudenbeck. She wants to be a Secretary of State. And she was a Voss lapdog. And now she wants a promotion. Terry Katzma, Tony Kurtz, Jesse Rodriguez, and Shannon Zimmerman, you know. I mean, all of these people are lapdogs. Now, don't confuse Shannon Zimmerman with Marianne Zimmerman, who's running for in our state senate. She's a patriot, but not this Zimmerman. So remember, Marianne, good. Shannon, run against her. Somebody in her district, run against her. Or him. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl. I don't know. I should have looked it up. Reach out to the office, but since they never call me back, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Or it. Or non-binary. Or whatever the hell they all think they are. And then you have the bobbleheads, you know. What's his name? God, what's your name? What's your name? Sortwell. Shay Sortwell. Yeah, there you go. I mean, these are people that represent us, and we need to run the word of freedom. We don't need people who are cower, who will cower to the Speaker of the Assembly Voss. We need people who can stand up to him. Because if they can't stand up to somebody in their own party, how are they going to stand up to the enemy that's coming for us? How do they stand up to the media, to the deep state? All right? How are they going to stand up to them if they can't stand up to Voss? How are they going to represent you? I mean, it's obvious if they're so fearful that he tells them how they're going to vote, what they're going to do. You know, who knows who's telling Voss? So at some point, folks, we need to take back our party. We need to take back our party. And we can't do it if we're up against the media and the deep state and bonehead politicians. All right. If we don't speak up. Because if we don't speak up and talk to others, it's not going to change. You need to be the Paul Revere or the Paulina Reveres of our day. If you got a horse, jump on that horse. Got a bicycle? Jump on your bicycle. And if you're able to walk, knock on some doors. Talk to people. Say hello in the store, in the grocery store. We need to talk to people. All right? You're going to run across the crazies. I can guarantee you. Hell, I'm in Mexico still. I'm in Mexico still. And I run across those American crazies down here who live like capitalists but believe in socialism because they're morons. All right? They live like kings down here. Pay the Mexicans to do their work. Pay them crap. All right? And yet, you know, they're a bunch of elitists down here. Every once in a while, we're going to run across a conservative. I don't know. It's crazy. And I know you're going to run across them when you're doing your thing. And I will here pretty soon when I return to Wisconsin. But I'll talk to them. I'll wear my, you know, the stuff that Harbortown Crafts gives me. Or, you know, that prepares me, makes for me. And I'll strike up conversations. Because I'm just not shy. Not when it comes to freedom. And I hope you're not shy about freedom either. I mean, do it for those who came before you. Do it for you. Do it for your family, for your kids, for your grandkids. Quit giving these people promotions. Okay? You know, don't give them a promotion. Now, on the Samantha Kirkman thing, I think that's been run by Democrats, you know, the five county executives, you know, and she's probably the first Republican. So I'm glad that a Republican won. I just wish it wasn't a Voss lapdog. All right? I wish. But, hey, you know, nobody else decided to run that I know of. So, folks, get on your horse, get on your bike, walk the streets, talk to people. Feel like Paul Revere and spread the word of freedom to everybody around you. My email is 1848bsrdan at gmail.com. And talk to you tomorrow. Take care.